Look, Rachel King had a terrific day yesterday because she broke through at stakes level for Godolphin. That's a real feather in her cap and a lot of pressure on her yesterday because every man and his dog was tipping and backing Osborne Bulls, and terrific ride, and she's been good enough to join us this morning. Rachel, good morning and congratulations yesterday. And it's fair to say there was a lot of pressure going into that race on Osborne Bulls for you.
Morning, guys. Yeah, no, it was a very, very good day, and definitely there was a little bit of pressure, but look, Godolphin are an amazing team to ride for, and James is fantastic and just keeps it the same as sort of any other race. You know, we just get our instructions and try and keep it as simple as possible, and luckily when you're riding a nice horse like that, he makes my job a lot easier.
There's one thing riding for Godolphin, there's another thing winning for Godolphin, there's another thing even further to that is getting high praise from someone like a Darren Beedman. The backmarking rides that you've been able to achieve it with a couple of different horses over the last year or so, Rachel, is there a different mindset that you take into a race like that?
I really enjoy riding those kind of horses. Obviously, I work for Gay as well, so I enjoy riding the horses that are, on the speed. I think it gives you a very good feeling, when you're on a very talented horse like that, that you can just sit back and relax early, and they've got that amazing turn of foot. There's definitely, it's something special, and it's something I look forward to. But I enjoy riding wide sort of variety of horses, but with the Godolphin team, it has sort of been a bit of a pattern that I have ridden those kind of horses for them so far.
Yeah, Rachel, it's interesting with Osborne Bulls, isn't it? Because he's been so well placed in his first 9 starts, but everyone had him as a stakes winner in waiting. But James Cummings has been quite patient. Yesterday, he produced him at stakes level in the Luskin Star Stakes. And you talk about acceleration. Every time you needed to go for a gap, that horse was there for you.
Yeah, look, he's obviously very talented, and James has done a fantastic job, like you said, bringing him through his grades and working up to the sort of stakes level. And he was definitely ready to do it yesterday, and it was a perfect race for him to sort of break through into that stakes class. But yeah, like you said, he makes my job easy because every gap that appeared, he's in there instantly. He's very responsive, and his turn of foot's electric.
Yeah, and leading the apprentice premiership's one thing, but when you want to make an impression back home to mum and dad, you send home a photo of you going past the winning post in those famous blue colours, huh?
Oh, definitely, yeah. It's they watch all my races and really to keep up to date with it all, but it means something. It's very special riding in those colours. I've grown up my whole life watching those colours. Obviously, go around on some amazing horses in Europe and, the likes of watching them all at Royal Ascot and places like that. And to actually, even like you said, even be riding in them is a privilege, but to be winning a stakes race for them is, something definitely I've been dreaming of for a long time.
Yeah, well, Jimmy mentioned the Apprentices Premiership. At the moment, you're on 31 wins. You've 7 clear of Sean Van Overmeer, and your strike rate for Godolphin, Jimmy, she's had 6 rides for the stable for 3 wins. So coming into the winter months, hopefully James Cummins can give you a few more of these good Godolphin horses.
Yeah, definitely. That'll be fantastic. It's definitely going to be hard to, hold on to the premiership, considering I've got no claim. I think Sean's still got 2 kilos. Yeah. So it will be tough. But if I can just keep this little bit of a lead up, then with support from big stables like James, then hopefully we can get it done.
When do you come out of your time, Rachel?
So at the end of the season.
Okay, yep.
It sort of finishes, I think, about the middle of August. So, pretty much the end of the season. Mm-hmm. That should work out. It's good timing sort of to try and get this premiership.
And of course another winner for you yesterday with Handed In in the first, and this is a
very
horse.
Impressive.
Was that the first time you'd ridden Handed In?
Yes, first time I've ridden him. Rodney Ellison's a very astute trainer. He's only got not many horses at Newcastle, but the horse actually won on Tuesday as well, over 1500, and then backed up over the 2200, not a problem. And he's a big, massive horse. He's got a big stride on him, and that's sort of the main thing Rodney said to me was, you just can't break his stride. You've got to keep him rolling and got to let him keep striding out. He said, if you stop him, you'll never get going again. So that's sort of, it wasn't the prettiest of rides, but that's kind of how the horse had to go. And he knew, he said, the horse is very fit. He'll stay all day. Things like that weren't a problem. So I wasn't too worried about, using him a little bit early, and I was a bit wide, but the way the track was playing and with that wind, at least I had a bit of shelter from the wind most of the way, and then we were in the right part of the track up the straight.
He was dominant, Rachel. I don't think there's any fluke about that win at all. And as you said, he's a huge horse. I think he can go on and do bigger and better things. I think Rodney Ollerton's got a really nice stayer here.
Yeah, definitely. Look, he's he did do it very well. And he actually, you know, when the horses sort of caught up to him after the finishing line, you know, he was always going to go around again. He wasn't tiring by any means. And he's proven he's quite adaptable as well, winning over sort of the 1,500 earlier on in the week. And these distances aren't a problem either. And he'd won previously, I think it was 2,300, but that was only in the country grade. So it was very good effort, you know, to step up to the city horses and the city grade yesterday. And like you said, he was very dominant. He did have a light weight, and he is a big horse, but, you know, that being a big horse, I don't think if he has to carry a little bit extra weight, it's not really going to bother him.
And both those wins yesterday, Jim, do count towards the premiership for Rachel. So.
Oh, there you go. It's in the bag.
I like your confidence.
Jean Valjean, as Bjorn Baker calls him,
yes, he does.
He's no chance of catching you, Rachel. Well done. Congratulations on yesterday, and great to see a fantastic ride on a very short price favourite. So there was, as Ray said, pressure mounting there, but you did it, no problem.
A lot of happy punters.
Yeah. Well done, Rachel, and thanks for joining us this morning.
No, thank you. Thanks.